Come sit beside me, wayfarer, and charge my cup with ale. And for the company withal, I'll sing for thee a tale of how the greatest knight of all was stricken and lain low by a single peasant armed only with a bow. 'Twas Beltane eve, he hied him on, the sun was sinking low. To Kent he rode upon such whims as ye may never know. The finest mail upon his back, a seasoned fighting man, he came upon a rushing stream, crossed by a narrow span. Upon the bridge there stood a boy who blocked the great knight's way. In wonderment this errant knight heard what the lad did say. Turn back, sir knight, seek other ways, wherever they may lie. Thou may not pass, and if thou try me, thou wilt surely die. O churlish knave, the knight replied, thy life I would not take, but I would spare thee, foolish boy, for mine own honor's sake. A squire I would take of thee, to take up sword and shield, and thou wilt not then say thy prayers, or thou wilt die or yield. I serve no man, the rogue called back, I am and will stay free. But know, sir knight, that ne'er a soul has had the best of me. To serve the lady of this wood, it is my thought and deed. This stout longbow and but one shaft are all that I shall need. Then arm thyself, the knight replied, but sure to no avail. For shaft nor bolt has e'er been made that can pierce through this mail. He brandished sword, he spurred his steed, his shield was battle-dressed. The knave let fly and found his mark full upon the breast. Upon the bridge in dark of night, awaken with a start, the knight reached down where Grey Goose shaft had pierced him at his heart. His mail was rent, but not his flesh, no wound upon his breast, though Eldritch scar remained there, and spoke the woodsman's jest. For I have bested thee, sir knight, I've killed thee right and clean. Remember when you set your eyes upon King Arthur's queen. No stronger man in all the land could match him on the field, nor bolder knight had e'er been found a good broadsword to wield. Before this stripling's clothyard shaft, his arms availed him not. An arrow loosed of Cupid's bow had felled Sir Lancelot. Say, listen to this tale, my boys, and learn the lesson well. There is no man alive whom Cupid's arrows can fell. So try not arms with fairy folk, though clothed in mortal guise. And beware the shafts of Cupid's bow within a woman's eyes.